I work as a volunteer with a prison ministry known as Kairos. That's spelled K-A-I-R-O-S, Kairos. Among other activities inside the prison, twice a year I join with this ecumenical Christian team of about 25 men to deliver a 3.5-day retreat inside Ironwood State Prison, which is literally in the middle of the desert near Blythe, California. I'm going to tell you a little about one of those Kairos prison retreats now. I write what follows in full thanksgiving to God, but also to encourage you to consider volunteering in anything, really, if you are not already doing so. The prison is broken down into what are called yards, and we deliver our retreat on D Yard, as in Delta. D Yard of Ironwood Prison suffered a Hispanic-initiated mess hall riot just before the dates of our retreat. Sadly, some prison correctional officers that were just doing their jobs were sent to the hospital in this riot. Two were seriously injured. This event triggered a D-yard lockdown. A prison yard lockdown means there is no inmate movement outside the cell, except for a shower, medical attention, or for the inmate to speak with their lawyer. Privileges are canceled. All prisoner jobs are suspended. There is no release for work. There is no release to the yard for exercise or socializing or anything like that. All programs are canceled. That means educational programs, vocational, and religious programs. And since the Kairos retreat is certainly a religious retreat, the Kairos retreat should be canceled like everything else already has been. But the weekend was not canceled. If you take the position you can choose to be a pencil in God's hand, as I do, you know who fixed that. A skeptic could say it was just the warden making a decision that went our way. But why would she do that? What was in it for her besides more trouble and more problems? What warden would want to take the internal heat for releasing the inmates to our retreat in the middle of a lockdown? It sounds a little bit like the early apostles and martyrs. Society has evolved so we no longer literally feed people to the lions, but we still do in a figurative sense. This warden, a Christian, stood up for us and the inmates. As believers, we know why she did what she did, and no further explanation is necessary. For non-believers, no explanation is possible. However, since the Hispanics started the riot, although they were already enrolled in the retreat, they were not allowed to attend. This includes all Hispanic inmates on what we call the inside team. The inside team helps us with the literal heavy lifting during the retreat. The chapel set up, the moving of tables and chairs, the floor cleaning, and so forth. Now, all the Hispanic inside team members were also locked down. In other words, if you were Hispanic, you were locked down in your cell, period. And as fate would have it, the leader of the inside team was also Hispanic. So we lost the 13 Hispanic inmates already scheduled to attend the retreat, and all the Hispanic men on the inside team designated to help us. And by the way, even when the other races are off lockdown, whenever that was, all Hispanics remain on lockdown. This is prison life. Our retreat seating limit has been 42 inmates when we have a full team of men working, but we did not have a full team. We were short some men who had to drop literally at the last minute. We knew in advance the 13 Hispanics would not be attending and thought we would simply have a smaller group of 29 inmates. This was an incorrect thought. This was not what the Lord wanted. Upon arrival, we found the Lord had sent us over 60 inmates, blacks, whites, and so-called others, which are Asian and Samoan descent. I don't remember the exact Thursday evening starting count, because I was a little busy since I was the retreat leader, a privilege in Kairos you only receive once in your life. Some of the 60-plus inmates dropped and did not return Friday morning, which always happens. They hear things on Thursday night that they are not ready to accept. Maybe in the future they will return to a Kairos function. All in God's time. But the next fact is more amazing than the retreat not being canceled. It concerns where the inmates came from to fill the seats vacated by the 13 Hispanics. The warden had replacement men selected from A, B, and C yards and have them moved back and forth every day to the D yard chapel, all while D yard was on lockdown. There has never been an Ironwood inmate from another yard allowed to attend a D yard religious event even during normal prison yard operations, much less during a lockdown when there is virtually no movement permitted. Put yourself in the mind of escorting correctional officers who are very understandably angry that their brother and sister officers were sent to the hospital by the very type of men they are escorting over to another yard for a religious event that they equate to a trip to Disneyland. Escorting inmates to Disneyland does not make for a happy officer with a positive attitude. And if you think this inmate transfer had an impact on us team members, think about the impact it had on all the inmates. How did these guys get here? These guys can't be from A, B, and C yard, can't we? Can they? You Kairos guys can't have prisoners moved over here during a lockdown, can you? And we told them very clearly, us Kairos guys had nothing at all to do with it. It was another guy, the guy we came to teach about for the next 3 days. He's the one who did it. But there's even a little bit more here. Embedded with this group of inmates from the other yards were three inmates with a special high security classification known as Close Custody A. There were also two other inmates with the same classification from D yard, for a total of five Close Custody A classified inmates in this Kairos retreat. In lay terms, close custody means you have earned yourself a high security classification, just a step away from living your life in the isolation of the so-called hole. Your movements in the prison are more regulated and restricted than other inmates. You must be back in your cell by dark. Consequently, you don't have access to programs such as Kairos. There has never been a closed custody A inmate attending an Ironwood Kairos retreat, but here they were. These men had to leave the chapel early each night so they could be returned to their cell on time. Nevertheless, learning something about the love of Christ is better than nothing. So on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, the closed custody inmates were escorted out of the chapel hours before the normal end of our Kairos program and placed back in their cells. This must happen every night. But it didn't happen on Sunday night, the last day of our retreat. On Sunday night, we have a closing ceremony in the visitor center. A bus full of Christians come from the local communities to be part of this closing ceremony. And if you can ever attend a Kairos closing ceremony, I recommend it. The inmates do not know the details of the closing, and they do not know a Christian community will form to welcome them as fellow brothers in Christ. The problem is this event does not start until after the closed custody inmates are picked up by the officers for return to their cells, and there's nothing we can do about that. So what to do? Pray. Saturday night at our team meeting we hold after the inmates return to their cells, we ask the Lord to somehow make it so these men could be a part of our closing ceremony. Don't know how that's going to happen, since the guards pick them up and remove the inmates every night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, just like clockwork. But we ask the Lord for a miracle so they could stay with us on Sunday night. Sunday came, and it would appear no miracle. We could not leave the chapel on schedule to start our closing ceremony because the inmate count process was hung up somewhere. And until the count cleared and the officers knew that no inmate had escaped since the last count, we were stuck in the chapel as the clock ticked away. But a funny thing happened. The clock ticked past the pickup time for the closed custody inmates, and no one came to pick them up. About 40 minutes past their normal pickup time, the inmate count finally cleared, and we could move from the chapel to the visitor center. Each inmate had to be hand-searched before entering the visitor center, and we thought for sure some of the waiting guards would now escort away our closed custody inmates. Nope. They were searched and went on through the gate to the DR visitor center with all the rest of us. So far, no early pickup Sunday night. Did the closed custody inmates get to stay for the entire closing ceremony? No, they did not. Eventually, the guards came into the visitor center and we stopped the ceremony so these inmates could be removed. But they got to stay for some of the closing. They got to see a Christian community in action. They saw the face of Christ. And as they left the visitor center to a standing ovation and I hugged each of them, I was blessed to look into their eyes and see how much this Kairos retreat meant to them. I told everyone in attendance that our team prayed for a miracle last night, and we asked that the closed custody inmates be allowed to join us for the closing. I looked at the remaining inmates, and I could see in their face they had come to believe that the power behind this Kairos retreat was not us team members, but that guy we had been teaching about for the last 3 days, named Jesus the Christ. Finally, as the officers escorted the inmates back to A, B, and C, and D yards, the officers asked the inmates what happened on the weekend. The inmates told the officers that the Kairos retreat was the best thing that ever happened to them in their life. The correctional officers told this to their captains, and the captains told the warden in the morning at their weekly staff meeting. Then the warden told me on the phone, and all I could do was cry when she hung up the phone. Realizing you work for Jesus Christ is overwhelming sometimes. This was one of those times.